Thank you, Brad, and good morning. Don Anabuski, Executive Director for the Redwood Region Economic Development Commission, REDEC, issued a statement on Friday saying that negotiations with airlines for expanded air service to the California Redwood Coast Airport continue. Anabuski and staff have met with representatives of six airlines, and although the companies have shown interest, a deal is still a ways off. Anabuski also highlighted the success of the new Humboldt Bay Tourism Center, located at the corner of 2nd and G Streets in Eureka, and the transfer of responsibilities for Humboldt Made, moving from the county to the Redwood Coast Rural Action Committee. The Sheriff's Office, assisted by various law enforcement agencies, served search warrants at two locations on Friday, one in the 300 block of Green Hill Lane in Blue Lake, and the other in the 35,000 block of Highway 299 near East Fork Campground in Willow Creek. At the Green Hill Road residence, deputies located 550 growing marijuana plants along with packaging materials and scales. They also found two suspects, 25-year-old Carlos Godoy from Oklahoma and 20-year-old Mickey Maldonado from Kansas. At the Willow Creek residence, deputies found 320 marijuana plants along with evidence of stream diversion and pollution. Both men were booked into county jail on cultivation, possession, and environmental charges. Arcata police officers arrested 41-year-old Thomas Strader Jr. on a felony warrant after contacting him at the Super 8 Motel on Friday night. Strader, wanted on a possession of stolen property warrant and currently on probation, was found to be in possession of a stolen .45 caliber handgun, a weapon that had been reported stolen from a Eureka residence on July 6th. Officers also confiscated a pound of processed marijuana and drug paraphernalia, and Strader was booked into county jail on several charges. Fortuna police arrested 25-year-old Carlotta resident Stephen Stoffaker on Friday night after he was involved in an altercation with another man at the Fortuna Rodeo. The 49-year-old male victim suffered serious wounds to his neck and throat after Stoffaker allegedly stabbed him. It's unclear what led to the incident, and Stoffaker was booked into county jail on an attempted murder charge. And the county has moved to the county housing element and is asking for the public's input into the draft proposal, which analyzes existing and projected housing needs in Humboldt County. County officials will host a series of public meetings beginning on Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock at the Prosperity Center at 520 East Street in Eureka. Officials will review the current progress on the housing element and are seeking input into future development, making second units at single-family residences easier to build, and any necessary changes to the draft housing proposal. Meetings on August 14th and August 28th are also planned. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for our community news. Stephen Walker has more.
In this month's Our Community News, we've turned the focus to fire safety with regards to the beautiful forest lands that Northern California and Southern Oregon have to offer. It's the summer season, and as the temperatures get hotter, so does the risk of wildfires. That's why forest services impose restrictions in order to prevent wildfires from spreading and engulfing the forest lands. For example, the Rogue River Siskiyou National Forest has a document detailing the forest-wide personal use restrictions on its website. Forest Order Number RSF-203 states that you are prohibited from building, maintaining, attending, or using a fire on any of the protected lands, with the exception of designated recreation sites in approved fire rings. Additionally, you are prohibited from smoking unless you are within an enclosed vehicle or building or in a designated recreation site. You cannot operate an internal combustion engine except for a vehicle on forest development roads, and the use of open flame torches is banned as well. Follow these rules and you will be able to stay safe while experiencing the beautiful forests of our community.
Thank you, Stephen. And that's the news on this Monday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.